311.
Welcome to the 311 radio show right here on VOB 92.9 FM on a Sunday afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us as you do every Sunday. I am Crystal J. Paul, and of course, we have the Barbados Fire Service with us. We have Fire and Life Safety Officers Jason Collins.
Hi, good afternoon.
And Kevin Sobers.
Hey, good afternoon, Barbados.
Yes, good to have you, gentlemen. How are you both doing? How are things?
Not bad at all. Everything's cool, all right.
Now, gentlemen, let's get into the meat of the matter. We have a few things to discuss. And what's the first thing on the agenda today?
Well, we're going to start about the fact that fire, house fires have significantly reduced, you know, over the past, that was between March and April. We had a large volume of calls for assistance at house fires. And
yes,
we spoke about it week after week about different tips and things that need to be done to help us reduce these house fire calls and all the persons who are losing their fires, unfortunately. And I can say, unfortunately, for Arthur Taylor, the guy who normally brings all the figures, he's not here to give us a figure as to where we're at right now. But we can say the guys have asked us to inform Barbados. We want to thank you for whatever what you're doing, for heeding the advice and the tips that we were giving, and helping us to know how to respond to so many house fires and persons losing their houses, their properties, all the memories and everything, seeing it going up in smoke. So whatever it is that you're doing, if you're heeding all the tips that we have been given, we want to thank you and encourage you not to let up. You know, as Mr. Bossett says, what is it he says about COVID?
I can't
remember. Oh dear, yes.
But thank you so much.
But yes, no retreat, no surrender.
No retreat, no surrender.
So we're not going to surrender now. We're going to keep, we encourage you to keep doing what you're doing, hitting all the advice and all the tips. And before you go on, before you let Colin speak, I must say to Fire Officer Taylor, as well as to Fire Officer Ford, who are right now on vacation. Yes, you're on vacation. I hope that you've enjoyed your vacation, but it has come to an end, so we're looking forward to seeing you bright and early Monday morning.
I got nothing to do with that. I'm all sober, sorry.
It's all good. It's all good. It's part of the love. Oh, yes. All right. So,
yeah, but obviously, you know, in all seriousness, look, we just want to say a good evening to, good afternoon to Ford and Taylor. I hope they had a really good vacation. They're obviously very pertinent members of this department and of the fire prevention and the
research
and planning units of the Barbados Fire Service. And they do, you know, play an intricate role in all the information that we bring to you guys Sunday after Sunday and so on. So, you know, always got to shout out to those people who really work hard. You don't see them day to day. The public don't see them day to day, but they work extremely hard behind the scenes to make sure that everything, you know, that you hear and see is done and so on. So definitely. But as just to echo the sentiments of Sobers, the reduction in the fires is a good sign. And we just urge you to keep it up. Keep on your guard, you know, don't take anything for granted, as I would have said over and over here. And it appears as though something is going through, because we have definitely seen a reduction, which is saying that learning is definitely taking place. Mm-hmm. And that is always a good thing from the Barbados Fire Service end, because we don't like people to lose life, property, and those kind of things. Definitely.
Well, of course, that's good news to start off the week. House fires sure. Down. And, you know, maybe soon we'll be able to get Officer Taylor, when he gets back into office, to let us know what the statistics are.
Not like summer, not Russian.
At some point.
Let him enjoy it. But for sure, definitely we would have some stats and so on.
Yes.
Over the next couple of weeks and so on.
Right, sure. Right. So, yes. So
stay tuned, Barbados. As soon as he gets back, he will make sure that he's ready to prepare and give those figures for you.
Once again, I have nothing to do with that.
You gotta put him to work as soon as he gets back in. That's what you say, really.
Actually, if I'm going to go and put a note right on his desk,
oh, so that he's safe
after bright and early Monday morning.
All right. Oh my goodness. All right. So yes, we're very thankful for that. Because I do recall in March and April the figures were really concerning. So it's good to know that, you know, there are times on the 311 radio show where we would say, yes, we've heard it before and we are reiterating the point. But it pays off.
Right.
Repetition, you know, just like with children, you need to repeat things over and over. In radio, it's good for repetition to take place so that people can get the message in. And, you know, we're not going to say speaking too soon, but we're going to give thanks and just look forward to the continued reduction. Yeah?
Yeah, definitely. Repetition, I mean, anything that we do in repetition, as you know, is the only way or the best way. The only way. Yeah.
Right.
To get better at anything you're doing. So even if it's practicing safe habits, the repetition is the only way to practically get better at practicing safety. Safety in your home, safety at work, safety wherever you go. So repetition is always good. It's like doing drills. Those who do the companies that would do fire and evacuation drills and so on, the only way you get better at them is by constantly doing them so that they become second nature if something should happen at your establishment.
Right. Well, I know that during, of course, the lockdown season, nobody could have gone out to get smoke detectors and fire alarms and so on.
Yeah.
But in your office, would you get calls? Do you find you get more calls for people wanting to know how to set up fire alarms and or asking questions about smoke detectors and so on?
Well, generally, yes. I would say yes straight off the bat, but explaining it a little more is that business persons who are desirous of having their inspection done, some of them are not sure as to what to put where. And they may call the fire prevention unit to get some assistance in where to put the extinguishers, where to put the smoke alarms, which extinguishers to get, that kind of stuff. How many alarms they may need, where they may need to place the alarms, the safest, the most practical place to put your smoke alarms, etc. So yes, we do get calls and we do assist persons sometimes in that regard. But those who don't know where to put them, they would call. And, you know, we've had a number of calls from people just want to get some advice as to where to place these things.
And so definitely. And the fire extinguishers as well. Yeah.
Definitely, yeah. For sure.
Yes. Okay. All right, that's great. So we look forward to continued reduction in numbers of house fires. Mm-hmm. And sure. Keep up the good job.
Well, I think I need to say that to the public as well, to keep up the good job. And I think, you know, we do what the fire service try our best from our end. Just need to thank the public at this time as well and tell them to keep up the good job and in terms of the safety practices and good housekeeping practices and so on that we would have spoken about time and time again here.
That's right. All right, so I know that there's something else you wanted to discuss in terms of the Barbados Fire Service and just updating the public as to what it is that you do and the different units and what they're in charge of and so on. Officer Sobers it is, or?
Which one?
Right.
I don't know, Officer Sobers it
is. Yeah, I guess we could talk about the history of the Barbados Fire Service.
Just a bit of history.
Little bit of history. In the early days, long before the Barbados Fire Service was birthed. It started out with persons battling fires using buckets and horse-drawn carts. And in those days, those persons were known as the bucket brigades. So that's how it first started. And then in 1840, we then had the Bridgetown Fire Company, which was then established. It had one corporal and 15 men under his command, under the colonial authority. A year later, in 1841, we saw the laws being passed where it enabled then normal police officers from Spikestown, from Holtown, as well as Bridgetown, who then became members of the Bridgetown Fire Company. After that, at that point in time, they were using a building at the corner of James and Prince William Street. James and Corey Street, and that is where the building was located. And in 1950, they then purchased the old Bristol Fire Station, which we know it as. At that point in time, it was called Club Willow. It was purchased in 1950, and with that, it saw the Barbados Fire Service actually being born. In 1955, we then saw approximately, I think it was 26 fire officers becoming members of the then Barbados Fire Service, shifting from the police officers to having what we now have,
our own identity, so
fire officers. So yes, we established our own identity. Throughout the years after that, 1960 went on, we then saw the birth and or the expansion of the fire service by the new fire stations. The fire stations at that point in time, which would have been St. James and St. John, moving to the airport fire station. And unfortunately, we don't have St. James fire station with us anymore. Nor do we have the Club Willow, which was the old Bridgetown Fire Station. Those officers have now been relocated to the Pine Station, which is in Prince Road, up Pine. And some of them were moved to the Archall Fire Station as well as the Wardens Fire Station. So that is a brief history of the Barbados Fire Service from whence we came. And I think during that period from the 1840s to present, we had approximately 10 fire chiefs in that space of time, up to the current chief fire officer we have now, which is Chief Fire Officer Errol Maynard.
Interesting. That's good to know the history.
Yeah,
it's good. Well, just to put in some context, September is Fire Prevention Month, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Fire Service Week. And then the following week will be Fire Prevention Week.
That's right. Right. That's correct. So, which week is it that's Fire Service Week?
Fire Service Week normally runs the last week of September into the first week of October, and the following week would then be Fire Prevention Week.
Right. Okay, so it's good to know where you're coming from in order to know where you're going, right? That's what they say.
Actually, since then, so we've spoken about a lot of these stations back then. Mm-hmm. We've even seen the introduction of the recent Archall, which is a complete turnaround. We listen to him speak about the horse draw water carts and the bucket brigades.
Yeah.
And for those who would have toured or who know the Archall Fire Station or know any fire station we currently have, you know, the vast development that would have taken place between that time and this time. So, you know, it is amazing. Just something, you know, something amazing, unbelievable when you sit down and think about what was as opposed to what currently is.
Yes, that's true. That's true. And I remember us talking about the Dennis.
Yes, the Dennis. Your colleague is, maybe mention the old Dennis. He gets a little offended. Your colleague, Mr. Dennis Johnson, you know. that's one of the older fire appliances, you know, fire trucks, as the average civilian would call it. Definitely.
Yes. Yeah. Oh man, yes. The fire service has definitely come a long way. And you said 1950. I'm trying to remember what year it was established.
Yes, so Willow was purchased in 1950, and 1955 really was when the city were really established.
Right. Well, no. Go ahead.
Yeah. The Dennis pub is still sometimes when they're, I think, like Whole Tongue Festival or certain little festivals, the Dennis pub, there's still one of them that they have spruced up and made it into a nice display vehicle that, you know, you still see it, and they put a couple of officers on it, and nice. You know, still make it look a certain way.
Of course, it's always a good
sight to see it. I think the last time I saw it, there was, I think it was on the, when they had the opening of the Mighty Grinder Highway, the renaming of the Mighty Grinder Highway, they would have had some of our officers would have been part of that opening and so on. So definitely.
That's good. It's good to preserve these things. You know, they're part of the history, their heritage, the foundation upon which the Barbados Fire Service would have been laid. And the fact that you still have that is good, so that people can appreciate how far you've been and, you know, with you. Yeah. So that's wonderful. That's wonderful. So now in 2020. Go ahead.
Right, I was saying, in addition to what you just said about the fire service coming a long way, we've also expanded in terms of the services that we provide and the job that we do. We now have numerous units such as you have the Barbados Fire Academy, you have the research and planning unit, you have fire prevention and code enforcement, you have the mechanical unit, you have the dispatch center. So there are numerous
different aspects
that make up the Barbados Fire Service, all in assisting us in doing a better job and staying relevant and up to date on in everything that we do. So you will see, people will say, what does a fire officer do on days when it is that they don't have any fires? We still have our special services to do, whether it be pumping off water, refilling swimming pools, doing inspections, familiarization tours, CF programs where we go to these different schools, the career showcases where we go to the secondary school, the career being as a fire officer, teaching businesses about evacuation, having the importance of having an assembly point, the use of extinguishers, the basis outside of the emergencies. And people normally forget, we don't only respond to fires, but we also respond to rescues. So whether it is that a person is in a vehicle accident, if it is that someone unfortunately falls into a well, or they falls off a cliff, or whatever the case may be, that we as fire officers, we still have to respond. And even of Barbados, if it is that there's any natural disasters or anything happening, and reachable persons to assist in those areas as well.
Yes, we can't forget that one at all. So, you know, the fire service, you know, you've been keeping busy, not just with your day-to-day activities, but with also dealing with the youth and mentoring the youth and so many other programs that you're a part of. And of course you have your inspections and you do your talks. Well, I don't know about the talks right now, maybe the inspections, I don't know how it's going now. I guess you can let us know how is that part of what you do, how is that going now given this COVID period still?
Which part? You mean the lecturing and so on?
Yes, inspections and giving talks. Yes.
Oh, well, the inspections are right, the inspections are definitely coming off really well. We weekly process certificates and so on, and call the persons to come and collect their fire inspection certificates, etc. So the officers are definitely busy doing those inspections because of the fact that there are so many companies to be inspected, because every place that is run a business is supposed to have an annual fire inspection. You have sometimes what you call a backup, in terms of, obviously we only have so many personnel who do these inspections, and therefore to be able to inspect the whole island, it is obviously a challenge. So We definitely have, as they would say, literally our hands full as it relates to fire inspections.
Plus, on top of that, not to interrupt you, but on top of that, having the island closed down for the COVID-19 period for those 2 to 3 months, and then now having the daycares and all these places now reopening, it means then that for those 3 months, those inspections which should have or would have been done normally for that period, we now have to catch up with those on top of what we have at this point in time.
Right, and obviously inspections come in, inspection requests come in practically every day, so it is, as I said, we have our hands full for sure in that regard. So we are definitely trying to stay on top of things though, in terms of getting the inspections completed as efficiently and as quickly as possible, and get the certificates processed and back to the persons as quickly as possible for sure. We've started to some extent trying to do a few presentations. We have had a couple. I do have one scheduled for this week actually. We've started a bit of that. Obviously these schools are going to be reopening, my understanding is from the 21st. I think that's a whole different topic that we'll probably have a little discussion on in the not too distant future, because there are a whole set of protocols and a whole new way of doing stuff where that is concerned. So definitely we do have a lot of stuff that we still want to do, even though we understand the restrictions and the protocols that have present themselves from us doing it the way we are accustomed doing it. But we definitely will be trying to still keep persons abreast, whether it be children or adults, in terms of fire safety and, you know, the do's and don'ts of fire safety and what they should be doing. And then that kind of stuff. What I want to interject here though, say I want to make if you would have paid before the collection of your certificate, I would like to urge you to please walk with your receipt of your payment, because then it is easier for us to track that you have paid. Yes, we have our records, but at the same time, if you walk with your receipt, it makes it a lot easier for us to know that you have paid and the amount you have paid. So please walk. It is advised that when you pay for your inspection and you get that receipt back, keep that receipt in a safe place so that when you're coming to collect your certificate, that you can walk with it and produce it to the person who's presenting with your certificate. Just want to remind person of that. It is very important. A lot of the times when you call persons to come and collect their certificate, they don't know where they put the receipt.
Fair enough. All right, so where's the way?
Please.
Yes.
I'm begging you. Correct, definitely.
Yes, yes. All right, well, you know what? We're just about at the brink of the end of our program. And I know there's something else that you wanted to talk about, Officer Sobers, as it relates to water. And we know that for years I've been hearing that it's a water scarce country, and using 1% of our capacity, or we're at 1% of where we should be, or something to that effect. But you have an appeal, and I think it's a good one. So let's hear it.
Yeah, so as I would have said, and talking about the history of the fire service, we started with the bucket brigades, catching water in buckets and outing fires, and to now having an appliance turn up at a fire scene with at least 600 gallons of water. So each time a plant turns up to a grass fire or a house fire, that is the amount of water that it is carrying and possibly might use at least once. So you could have a plant using 600, 1200, 1800 or in excess at one fire. And that is not good for us as a water scarce country. So that's why we always appeal and encourage persons to cut out the burning, because most cases, most fires start by persons either burning and it getting away or due to negligence. So that's why we always encourage persons to limit lighting or burning any stuff. So now, knowing that we are a water scarce country and knowing that each time the rain falls majority, if not most of the water, runs straight back to the sea, which is of no use to us. Now, hydrology, as we know it, is the scientific study of the movement, the distribution, and the management of water. And we, as a water scarce country, we need to think of ways in how we can best capture, we can reuse, and manage the flow of water and the water that we use. So those persons who are at home, in this day and age, because of the rainfall, there's no way that the rainwater should be running straight off your house and running off into the gullies and of no use to us. So we're encouraging those homeowners, look into getting some guttering where you can catch the water, make sure the water, the guttering runs straight to one or two tanks, which could then be used to, whether it is for those who do gardening, for those who have to wash vehicles,
or livestock,
washing your vehicle, that way you have additional water that you can use, even in the event that the water does go off, you still have access to water. Now, having said that, we as a fire service, how can we then limit or use less water? And yes, going forward, we've already said that building any stations, we make sure we have tanks or we have somewhere, whether it be below the station, that we could have water stored, capture the water that's running off so that we could reuse it. But what other ways can we limit or use less water? Yes, we have just purchased some new equipment and some new pumps, which uses high pressure and misting technology, which uses 1/4 less of the water that would normally be used. So that's one way. Well, that's two ways else, that we as a fire service can use less water. So I'm going to encourage our listeners. We know you have some scholars and some persons out there who have some very bright and creative ideas. What ways can we as a fire service go forward, use less water, or limit the amount of water that we use for a water scarce country? So I'm encouraging you, if you have any ideas, you can shoot us an email. You can send it to our email at bfs.fpce, that is BFS for Barbados Fire Service, .fpce, which is Fire Prevention Code Enforcement. So let me call it again, bfs.fpce@fireservice.gov.bb. So bfs.fpce@fireservice.gov.bb. And we're looking forward to this, all of your ideas and what you could suggest to us and what ways we could do in playing our part in limiting the use of water or using less water when it is we respond to emergencies.
And if they can't remember the email address, the number to call is
53578, and you can start from 29 up to 33. Any of those numbers will take you to one of the fire prevention officers or those persons over the fire prevention unit. So that is 53578 29 up to 33, and we'll be sure to give you a listening ear and see in what ways we can play a part.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, gentlemen, for sharing with us today. And even as it's September already, today is the first Sunday of September. And, you know, the year went along really hard. The 9th month already. Can you believe it?
Definitely.
And some people say they wish it could do over 2020. Some people say 2020 was a good year. There are so many mixed views. Some people say skip it. They want to do it over and better. You know, but you know, we just want to encourage people to continue to make the best of what it is that they do have. And even as you're making that appeal, that's a fantastic appeal to people who are listening to, you know, give their ideas, bring their ideas, say what it is that you do at home to preserve water. And of course, get your guttering in place and collect your water instead of using the hose to water the garden all the time and so on. So thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Thanks also. Yes. You're welcome.
Yes, officers Jason Collins and Kevin Silvers. And we wish the Barbados Fire Service all the best for this week. And even as officers Ford and Taylor get back to work, you know, we're wishing them all the best as well. Yeah. And I'm Krista J. Paul saying thank you very much for listening to the 311 radio show right here on VOB 92.9 FM. Remember, you can always, always log on to VOB929.com and listen to the podcast of any programs. God bless and have a fantastic week. And as we always say,
fire prevention is our intention.
Thank you.
You can depend on the Barbados Fire Service 311.